Sakta Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtas Megillah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Tana continues to teach us halachis of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and the obligation we have to show kavod to a Beis HaKnesses. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we learned a chumrah from Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to sell a Beis HaKnesses officially, l'shem chatzar. You can't sell it for him to turn it into a barn. Sakta Mishnah Vayitra, the oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and another chumrah in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the Rabbi Yehuda teaches us. Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaKnesses, even though Shechadav, even though it was destroyed, meaning to say, even though it's about to fall, and even if it fell already, and all you have is a pile of rubble, it still has Kedusha. You still have to be Noi covered as if it's standing. Didn't we say before, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kedusha leaves the Beis HaKnesses? That's only if you sell it, but if you didn't sell it, the Kedusha is there, even though right now it's debris. The Ramban explains, when you sell it, okay, so it was a mitzvah up until this point, and now we've finished the mitzvah, so to speak. So as he explained before, it's like the Chanukah Lecht. But as long as he didn't sell it, even if it caved in, we don't say it's over Zman mitzvah, say. Adrabi, you have to rebuild it. And therefore, zakt the Mishnah weiter. And the Mishnah is going to tell us five halachos that are noeg, even though the Beis HaMedrash has already kind of caved in. Ein must be the betoich. It's also to make a hespit for a mess in this area. The Gemara explains the stafka, the hespit of a yachid, but for a Talmud Chacham, where many people got together, or even the karov of a gadol, where many people are coming together for the kavod of the gadol, not only is a mutter in the area of the Beis HaKnesses that collapsed, even in the Beis HaKnesses itself, it's all right. The second thing, the ein mafshilin besoichay chavolin. When they used to make ropes, so they would kind of weave the ropes together to make them real thick. If you think of a picture of a rope, it's like woven together. So you need a wide open area. A Beis HaKnesses would be a good place to do it, except that you're not allowed to do it there. But Tanura says, really, we mean all malachis. We're just picking this because people would be tempted to do it there. Vayter zakta Mishnah, v'ein parsin l'soichay mitzudais. We don't spread traps over there. The Beis HaKnesses, their batei knesiyos, al pi rov were made out in the fields. Like we see by the bracha of Me'en Sheva Friday night. They were misakin that bracha, so no one should be left alone having to walk through the fields back to the yeshiv. Why did they make their batei knesiyos out in the fields? They wanted to give a chance to the people working on the fields, the balabatim of the fields, to get together b'shas tefillah. So again, you would be tempted to spread your nets over there to trap chayas and eifes. Zaktatana, it's aser. The fourth thing that is aser, the ein shoytchen al gagoy peiros. You can't spread out your peiros to dry. You can't hang your laundry on a Beis HaKnesses or on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses, even a Beis HaKnesses that collapsed. And the fifth thing, the ein oisen oise kapandria. Can't turn it into a shortcut. Kapandria is a kind of Rosh Tevis. Adem Mekifna, I'm going to go around Adori, those that live over here. And I'm going to do so by Ayayel Baha, by coming through here. Let's say a Beis HaKnesses has two doors. Instead of me walking around, I'll come in through one door and come out the other door to shorten my route. Well, it's also to enter a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash only for a Dvar Mitzvah. If you came in to learn in the Beis HaKnesses or to daven, then you're allowed to walk out on the other side. But you can't use the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut place. Now, how do we know that even when a Beis HaKnesses has collapsed or it was Nechrav, it was destroyed, it still has Kiddusha? Shenemav, because the Pasuk says, in Parshas Bechukaisai, Kapitel Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Hashimoisi es Migdashecha. Hashimoisi means, I will make it desolate. But even after it's desolate, it's still called Migdashecha. So we see from this Pasuk, Kiddushasa, that the Kiddusha endures. It's still considered Kadosh, Afke Shehen Shemeimen, even when they're empty. So from here we learn, just like you have to be Noe covered in a Beis HaKnesses that is standing, you also have to give it covered even after it has been destroyed. In the last halacha of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda zeroes in on one specific directive when it comes to a Beis HaKnesses that has been destroyed, only by a savet. If grass started to grow in the place where the churban is, leave it. Lo yitlash. Don't rip out the grass. Maybe you want to rip out the grass to clean the place, or you want to feed it to your behemah. No, just leave it there. Now, why would I want to leave the grass there? And the answer is, Ibnei Agmas Nefesh. Agmas Nefesh, that means to feel bad. And sometimes it's important to feel bad. People will see a Beis HaMedrash lying in ruins, they're going to feel bad. They're going to remember the good days when Yidden came to daven over here. And they're going to, as Rashi explains, v'yavakshu rachmim sheyachziru lekadmusa. Or as the Rambam explains, sheyisoyre rucham v'yishtadlu livnoisam. They're going to be motivated to rebuild it. You see, there are times that we could rebuild it, physically rebuild it. Then the purpose of the grass is to say, don't just sleep there, donate the money, contribute the kaiches, get people together and rebuild it. And let's say there are times that we don't have the power to rebuild it. At least daven to Hashem it should be rebuilt. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. In addition to what we learned previously, that you can't allow a basic knesses to be sold for it to become a barn, Rabbi Yehuda told us another chumra that even after it's destroyed, it still has a kedusha. You can't make a hesped inside. You can't spread out the ropes to be weaved over here to tie them together. Can't spread nets over, even though the area may be very convenient because it's a wide open area, perhaps. You're not allowed to spread out peiros on the roof to dry. Can't turn it into a shortcut. This is true, of course, for a standing basic knesses, but even for a basic knesses after it was destroyed. And we know this because the pasuk says, "Vashimaisi asmig the shechem." Even after it's desolate, it's still considered a place of kedusha. We also learned that if grass grows there, don't rip it out. Mimnei agmas nefesh. It's not that we want people to have agmas nefesh chas v'shalom, but sometimes the agmas nefesh is good for us because it motivates us. The way Rashi learns, either to daven that it should be rebuilt, or the way that Rambam understands it, that we actually get out there and build it.